You ever click on the cool new people thing on MySpace?
Not really.
You never check out the cool new people or add them?
No.
Does anybody?
Maybe when they first join and they don't have any friends, maybe.
Or maybe MySpace is just using it as a way to say, hey, look, we have some non-pornography users that are still joining.
That could be it.
Yeah. Well, this morning when I logged on, one of the cool new people was John McCain.
The John McCain?
John McCain, yeah. Well, I didn't investigate the profile to see if it was, you know, a phony or his legit one. Mm-hmm. But there was a listing for a John McCain on there. And his old man face is right there on the screen, just like on his profile. And right next to, you know, some chick chilling with her cat on the couch or something, you know. God, that's so classic. And did you hear about his page getting hacked like a month ago?
Uh-uh.
He had taken a profile. You know how you can get the little profile backgrounds and everything? Mm-hmm. You can go grab them. He took someone's profile thing and it said, give me some credit on this. And they hacked out the credit part for the guy. And when you go and do those things, they host the images for you. The images that are embedded, like, for example, the send message, add to friends, instant message, add group thing, you know, that's on there. And so what he did was he changed the photo for that. Instead of it being the text with the clickable links on it, it was a little message saying, dear supporters, today I announce that I have reversed my position and come out in full support of gay marriage, particularly marriage between passionate females. The signature, John.
Sweet.
Yeah, if he'd actually done that, then yeah, I'd say he deserves to be on the cool new people. Yeah.